Famed actor Nick Nolte was in town recently, but not to shoot a movie or to promote his new memoir. Rather, he flew in unpublicized to visit Jimmy Svedek, who's likely Pittsburgh's only combination poet, boxing coach, and retired undercover narcotics detective. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll has the story of their deep, if unlikely, friendship.
I'm only traveling with one shirt, one pair of pants, and one pair of socks. So I gotta wash them every couple days.
That's Nick Nolte, the Hollywood star of films like 48 Hours, The Prince of Tides, and Affliction.
I've been over in Germany.
Nolte has co-starred in his 50-year career with the likes of Barbara Streisand and Robert De Niro. But on this night in early August, he's in the basement of Lawrenceville Wine Bar, Engine House 25, for a private event organized by an old friend.
Who would ever think it?
Jimmy Svedek himself is something of a legend in Pittsburgh. He grew up in Garfield, fought in Vietnam, then became a renowned undercover narcotics detective nicknamed Dog.
It's all fun and game until somebody loses an eye.
Yeah,
then
right.
It's funny as hell.
These days, Svedek's a boxing coach who runs numerous gyms and organizes massive toy drives at Christmas. And he's a prolific poet whose salty, plain-spoken verses about everything from his childhood to his police experiences have been published in 4 books and read all over town. Here's how Svedek met Nolte. In 2009, Nolte came to Pittsburgh to shoot Warrior, a drama set in the world of mixed martial arts. Nolte is a partier. His disheveled mugshot from a 2002 DUI arrest is notorious. So the film's director, Gavin O'Connor, hired retired cop Svedek to keep an eye on the actor.
Jimmy was officially put in as my, you could call it, probationary officer or to take care of Nick Nolte during Warrior.
The two hit it off, but things took a somber turn that April when 3 Pittsburgh police officers were fatally shot in Stanton Heights. Svedek, seeking to comfort his grieving fellow officers and their families, took Nolte with him.
He went over and he stayed with those over the police station. We went to the viewing and he talked to all the children. And I'm talking about for hours. And he just sat there. They were crying. The police were upset. Nick Nolte, stay with those kids and that family. I will never forget that. And nor will the policemen.
Svedek, who is 69, admired Nolte's humility and generosity. Nolte, 77, was taken with Svedek's poetry.
I started reading Jimmy's poetry, and it was brilliant, just brilliant stuff, and related to it right away.
Nolte compares Svedek to street life poet laureate Charles Bukowski.
And he's talking about rough subjects, and it communicates real well.
Nolte visits Svedek in Pittsburgh, and Svedek and his wife, boxing trainer Gloria Stokowski, have traveled to Nolte's farm in upstate New York.
Everybody should have a friend like Nick Nolte because there's no pretense. We're just friends.
When he visited earlier this month, Nolte even accompanied Svedek to Hemingway's Cafe in Oakland to attend the long-running poetry series Svedek co-founded.
He listened to all the poets read. I mean, you know, here's a guy that's been to movies with Bette Midler and, you know, and all these pretty cool people. He's over here in Pittsburgh honoring the poets. I thought, man, that's pretty nice.
And whenever possible, Nolte performs Svedek's own poetry.
What? Pass the salt.
It's not your fault.
Huh?
What?
Here they are rehearsing a poem by Svedek titled It Drives Him Crazy. It's a dialogue between two hard-of-hearing old-timers performed like a vaudeville act.
The times change. You kiss the girl, you get herpes.
You need a new headpiece.
Huh?
Eh?
Sometimes I go take a crap and can only fart.
Something wrong with your heart. Mine too. I have to take pills.
The plan was to perform the poem at a private gathering Svedek arranged.
All right, we can do it.
Yeah, barely.
They did it. And the next morning, Nolte flew back home to California. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.